Hi, Rebels. This Financial Literacy Month, Rebel Girls teamed up with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families, to bring you everything you need to be smart with your money and build healthy habits that last a lifetime. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to make smart choices with every penny, whether you're saving for something special or learning to invest. Greenlight gives kids the power to be independent, and grown-ups can trust that their kids have money wherever they are. Sign up at greenlight.com/rebelgirls to get your first month at no cost and start building money confidence for life.
This is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls.
Hi, Rebels. This is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls, the interview. I'm your host, Taya Diggs, and today we're talking to Zosie Beanie Toonsie. She's a South African model and a beauty pageant winner who was crowned Miss Universe 2019. How cool is that? She also read us the story of the South African singer-songwriter Miriam Makeba. If you haven't heard it, pause, take a listen, and come right back. I'll wait. Okay, Zosie, can you introduce yourself to our listeners?
Hi, I'm Zosie Beanie Toonsie, better known as Zosie, Miss Universe 2019.
When you were younger, did you ever dream that you would become Miss Universe?
Honestly, I wanted it in my heart, but I didn't know it was possible, simply because not a lot of women who looked like me had won the competition before, and so I didn't really think that it was something possible. But as a rebel girl myself, I was like, it can be done, and if I am the first person to do it, then so be it. So it was definitely a dream that I didn't know would come true, and I fought for it, and it did.
Like a true rebel girl. What do you think it means for girls to be able to see a black Miss Universe, especially one who sports natural hair?
I know that when I won, my final answer was I wanted to win so that a lot of young women and girls would look at my face and see their faces reflected in mine. And I hope that that's what this did, and hope it continues and that we get so many more women who look like me with their natural hair to get into the beauty space as well, because beauty is not just one thing. It is many, many different things.
That makes so much sense. Beauty should be more than one thing. You read us the story of Miriam Makeba, a real changemaker. You've said that you want to inspire young Africans to become changemakers. Why is that important to you, and what sort of changes do you hope to see?
Hopefully not just, you know, young Africans, but young people in the world. It's very, very important for us. I think as we all come into this world, we are here for a purpose much bigger than ourselves. And so we should definitely always use that influence that, you know, people like myself have to make sure that we leave the world a much better place than we came to find it. And so that's always, you know, my dream. I mean, in 2020, there's still parts of the world where girls are not even allowed to get an education because it's not something that's in their future. Because, you know, a woman's place is to take care of a family, is to be, you know, the caregiver, to give birth and do just that. And so that needs to change. And we need to really lift up our voices and fight the powers that be, I guess, to change what these circumstances are for many places across Africa and some parts of the world.
If girls like me want to help make these changes, what advice can you give us to get started?
Whenever I speak about making change, especially in the gender equality space, people think that you need to be a Miss Universe or you need to be in this huge platform to make a change. And that's not true. It starts very small. It starts at home. It starts at school. Try to educate those around you as much as you can. So if you hear, you know, unproblematic language, or if you see problematic things with regards to boundaries and things like consent, try changing it there and then. You know, try changing the language that your friends use. You cannot change the world if you cannot start changing, you know, circumstances around you.
That makes so much sense. I can't wait to try these. When you read Miriam Makeba's story, what about it inspired you?
Oh my goodness, so many things. I mean, especially because Mama Miriam Makeba used her celebrity to make such a huge influence. She knew that people wanted to hear her amazing voice when she sang. She knew that when people turned on the TV and she was there, they were willing to listen and hear what she had to say. And so she was like, you know what, I'm going to use my celebrity and influence and my voice, you know, not only to sing, but to change the circumstances of my people, but to liberate my people. And so for that, I really, really love that about her, because you don't have to be a politician to make a change. You don't have to be the government to govern your life sometimes. And so, you know, she teaches us to take up space wherever we are, whether we're in the corporate world, whether we're in entertainment, wherever we are, our voices have power of impact. And she also teaches us to make sure that we are heard and that we are unshaken and that we are unafraid in our voices and to continue to be rebels.
I love that. Finally, what makes you a rebel girl?
I think so many things make me a rebel girl, but I think being the first Black woman to be crowned with my short Afro hair as a Miss Universe makes me a rebel on its own. You know, this is something that wasn't done before, and I was like, it has to change. We need to reshape and remold, you know, what beauty stereotypes are. Beauty is seen as one thing. It can be seen as so many things. Let's stop excluding certain groups of people and make sure that, you know, beauty, representation, diversity is something that is enforced. And so I think that on its own really made me a rebel to say, look, I know this is how you used to do pageants, but this is a new way of, you know, doing pageant diversity.
That's awesome. Thank you, Zozy. And thank you for listening. If you liked the show, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen and share it with all of your friends. Catch you next time. Stay rebel.
Thanks for listening to this episode, Rebels. Did you know there's a whole world of Rebel Girls to explore? Go to rebelgirls.com/more to check out our latest books, t-shirts, crafting kits, and, well, more. Visit rebelgirls.com/more. Until next time, stay rebel.